CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vice President Harris campaigned Saturday in Kalamazoo, Michigan, with early in-person voting starting there. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports a high-profile guest was with her.
This is not 2016 or 2020. The stakes are even higher. Because over the last 8 years, Donald Trump has become more confused, more unstable, and more angry. And it is clear he has become increasingly unhinged.
Meanwhile, the former president appeared in State College in the central part of Pennsylvania.
I will end Kamala Harris's war on Pennsylvania energy, and we will frack, 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 okay? She's not going to frack.
Early voting is drawing record numbers so far and also began Saturday in California's Los Angeles and Orange counties.
I feel like this is the most important election of my entire life, which unfortunately I said the last two elections, but I feel like this one, it's everything's on the line.
From my family, I'm one of the first to vote, so I mean, voting for my family, they don't have the chance to vote.
As of Friday, more than 32 million people had voted. A nationwide manhunt is underway for a man wanted for a murder in Tennessee last week. Tonight, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office there asked for the public's help in finding 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet. Officials told CBS News Miami that he has ties to Montana, Tennessee, Alabama, Alaska, Kentucky, and Florida. Hamlet is said to be 5'7", 170 pounds, and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Iran is warning it will defend itself after Israeli airstrikes killed at least four soldiers. The BBC's Lise Doucette tells us the U.S., Germany, and Britain are telling Iran not to further escalate the conflict.
Well, what we've been hearing is that whatever President Biden says, that both Iran and Israel will make their own decisions. The Prime Minister was very quick, you know, after the Sabbath ended, to put out a statement to deny all of these reports that Israel had heeded his warnings not to attack nuclear and oil installations. Iran, of course, has to be mindful of what the Americans say. It doesn't want to get entangled in a wider war, which would draw in the Americans. That could be catastrophic. But Iran has its own interests as well.
Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani partially dislocated his left shoulder in Saturday's Game 2 of the World Series as the Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2 and are now up 2-0. Ohtani's status for Monday's Game 3 is not known. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real-person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It seems tree growth isn't keeping up with the accelerating pace of wildfires.
The trees burned by wildfires can't be replaced fast enough, with climate change making it difficult for many trees to regrow even decades later. Researchers are trying to change that by having a forest take on a different look.
Thinking of whether or not we should be moving species from lower elevations or perhaps lower latitudes. I'm in Colorado. Having some trees from Arizona or New Mexico might be more suitable in a changing climate.
Camille Stevens-Ruman with the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute says helping Mother Nature may hopefully pay off.
Doing it proactively, we have a lot more potential to kind of keep pace with climate change and hopefully establish trees in places that they'll be able to survive for the next 100 or 200 years.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
In Detroit, a 600-pound bronze statue of a Tuskegee Airman has been found days after it was stolen. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I mean,
meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunshine, pleasant day, a high close to 60. Partly sunny and a little breezy on Monday, highs warm to the mid-60s. A chance of rain later Monday and again later Tuesday and Wednesday. It's 39 right now.
Thank you. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me. He come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
J-N.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely gonna budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call, and a taste of honey's worth.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky.
Drummer and then makes no difference what you rhyme.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take my hand. take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness. No one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you.
Seek an ocean.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Yesterday was the first day for early in-person voting in Michigan. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports Vice President Harris was in Kalamazoo with a friend.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama has been reluctant to engage in partisan politics over the last 8 years since she left the White House. She made a direct, explicit appeal, especially to men, saying they have to vote for Vice President Harris because the lives of women are at stake.
Do not hand our fates over to the likes of Trump, who knows nothing about us, who has shown deep contempt for us.